I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom has quietly added a new member to his administration. It is a professional photographer whose previous clients included Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, as well as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. So, Phil, who is he and what does he do for the administration?
Well, his name is Charles O'Manny. He's a former photojournalist. He's done work in Sudan and in some of the battlefronts around the world. And as you pointed out, he also was personal photographer for Mark Zuckerberg and for Gavin Newsom and Barack Obama. And he comes with a $200,000 per year salary that the governor is paying him. And what he's doing is he's snapping the governor and shooting those pictures out for the state and the world to see. It's a pretty interesting setup. You know, Gavin's never known to be shy, camera shy especially. And when it comes to beefing up his image or the image of what his administration's doing, apparently he doesn't feel that money's an object because he's making $232,000 and the photographer's making $200,000. So it's a pretty good buck for getting out there and snapping the gov.
I have a childhood friend who scored a job as Governor Schwarzenegger's personal photographer. I'm not sure where his paycheck came from, if it was with the state or personally out of Arnold Schwarzenegger's treasure chest. But those hours are not easy, and $200,000 sounds like that's worth it to go at all hours, no matter the tragedy, no matter the bill signing ceremony, no matter how late the budget session goes. You are on call almost 24/7.
Yeah, sounds like a reporter, doesn't it?
Well, it was interesting because I used to, you know, cover Governor Schwarzenegger, as you know. You and I both were there a lot. And yeah, it was so fun to go see my childhood friend on the other side of the microphone snapping shots.
Governor Schwarzenegger was a nonstop publicity machine. He was publicity coming in and publicity going out. You know, he produced movies. Going to his events were like being on a stage. Remember, everybody had their mark, their places. They had music canned in and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Gavin's is photography. And the thing is, one of the key things here is that it is the public's dime. So the photographs belong to the public. If they happen to show up around the world, well, all the better for the Gavin. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, that old saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words, but I guess the guy that takes the picture is worth 200,000, not words, but dollars.
Well said. Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil is going to be on live again tomorrow morning on KCBS. 7:50 is the time with Margie and Eric.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.